Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 169. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
69!
We win.
169.
It's true.
No more, no less.
Fozzie is here as well.
I'm Rob.
And Jeff.
Hi.
Jeff, what have you been up to for the last week?
I'm in pain.
Yeah?
Oh, video games?
Oh, no. What, why are you in pain?
Got bad.
Because he won't go to the dentist.
I'm going to go as soon as I can.
Oh, Keyshawn Johnson's
yeah,
at
You could just pull that tooth out, Trevor style.
That's right.
I'm thinking of telling him, just pull the tooth and that'll be the end of it. I'm so sick of this goddamn tooth. Because if they pull it, that'd be cheaper than like them trying to do stuff, salvage it, right?
I don't know, but it's possible.
I don't have the dentist price guide in front of me, so.
It sucks because like, I used to have dental insurance, you know, a couple months ago. It wasn't expensive at all, but I don't have it anymore. Bad timing, stupid tooth. But video games. I've been trying to beat GTA.
Yeah? How you doing with that?
I have beat the last mission, but there's, like, spoilers, there's more.
So, like, when you finish the last mission, it's not like, hey, game over, the credits roll, and then they just start you back in the open world? Like, there's more stuff going on?
Like, you're back in the open world, and it's like, let me put it this way, if, like, the last mission, and then there was that cutscene, if that was it, that would be, the most shitty ending ever. But like it kind of reminds me of how Red Dead was, where it was like that. There's like a climatic point, and then there's like stuff you have to do after, you know.
Yeah.
Like if you look at my stats, it says I have 69 out of 69 missions done, but like there's been no credits.
The story's not over.
Yeah, I think there's gonna be like one more mission that they didn't list as. I don't know. I had to shut it off because of the bears. But
a
fantastic heist in there. So look forward to that.
I need to sit down and work my way through that campaign, but
it's long. There's a lot to it.
Where are you?
I'm still really early. Like I have not done the second heist yet. It's ready, and I believe the third heist is ready as well. Because the second heist is Trevor's heist.
Right.
And I did all the...
You haven't done that?
I did all the legwork for it, but then then the FIB guys called me, and they had me set up some shit, so I did all the prep work for that. And now there's no missions left except for Trevor's heist on the board. But there's still, like, the side shit, which I've been doing.
That's like a ship or something that you're trying to steal.
Yeah, yeah, I stole the... right now I've stolen the submarine off of it.
Which option did you go with?
What was that?
Which option did you go with?
The one I needed the submarine for, I don't know.
Right, there's one that involves a helicopter. I avoid flying helicopters.
Both of them involve submarines. Yeah, was the one helicopter or not?
I try avoid anything that deals with flying in that game because I'm awful at it.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I think it's improved over what it used to be like. I don't know. I didn't have any problems.
It's gone from horrendous to bad. Congratulations.
I think
I love how the boats handle. I love how the cars handle. But flying in that game is not fun.
So, well, helicopters. They, like, I think that's true to how they might actually control. Kind
yeah.
of, you know.
Well, yeah. I'm sure. I would just like something that like is actually fun to do. I'm awful at the planes as well. Like that first mission you do with Trevor, where you fly the plane, you do drop off the crap, in the Pacific Ocean, and then you like fly back. It took me about 10 tries to land that fucker.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I kept crashing into a pole. I would crash into. I overshot the runaway.
I am
not allowed to fly anything.
Dude, you pull out your landing gear, decrease altitude and speed, gently land. That's it.
Yeah, I pulled out my landing gear, like, it pissed me off too because I actually landed the one time, but I bounced and I evidently bent the landing gear. So then it's like, you destroyed the plane, or the plane is too damaged. Would you like to retry? I'm like, no. But I guess I have.
Did you guys
to.
Do? Did you do flight school?
No. Is there? There's a flight school.
Yeah, there's like one where like Trevor will tell you like, hey, you better go. He says to Michael, he's like, you better go to flight school.
Oh, it's no,
like,
I haven't got it. I haven't gotten that far yet. So.
Oh man, it's like at least 10 different like tutorial tests that they make you do.
Okay.
And there's one where you have to fly a helicopter as fast as you can around the city and like hit all these checkpoints. And that was actually hard. Like I failed at it like 3 times because I'd run out of time or hit a building or whatever. Did you do that, Tony?
I did not do that, no.
Enjoy that. I don't know if you just like. I don't think it's like mandatory, but I just did it anyways to learn all the flight controls and stuff. It's pretty hard though.
Game's good though.
That's real good.
Yeah, it's. You are so early on though.
Yeah.
I will say though, like where I'm at, it's like the end. I'm at like 60%. So it's about what I called. I said usually 66% is like the end of their games.
Yeah, if you don't do the side stuff, then like about 60% or so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Normally I'm not pulled in by the side shit, but I think actually some of the side stuff in this is actually pretty well written and designed, and like I'm
there's a ton of it too.
Yeah, it's like Franklin and Trevor right now. When I open up their like the list, the little number next to them is how many missions they have. And,
yeah.
Like Franklin has like 7 because he can do the Beverly missions, the photo op missions, and Trevor has about that many too because he can do the celebrity like paraphernalia thing for the two British people.
Nigel.
Yeah, for not like that stuff's actually like, pretty fun.
I've done none of them.
The Stranger and Freaks missions are one of like the best parts of the game.
Oh, I got. Did anyone do? I mean, I hope you guys have done this yet so far. It's called. Did somebody say yoga? That's like the name of the mission.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
How'd you like that?
It was pretty funny.
I was not expecting that. It was pretty trippy.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. You're like floating around for a while. Like, Aaron texted me about that. He's like, did you do that mission? I'm like, yeah. He's like, that's my favorite part in any GTA. I was like, okay.
That's going a little far. But
I thought it was good. It shows you his frame of mind. Like, all things like his family and stuff were saying to him. And
yeah.
Plus, it was cool. He's flying.
I'm flying.
And depending upon where he lands, where he wakes up at, you could be a little ways out from where you need to go.
I was right around the corner from my house. I'm like, oh, God, I have no idea where I am. I steal a car. I'm like, oh, I'm right here.
Right. yeah, that whole mission is pretty funny. Here, Dad, drink some of this.
It was a big turning point in the plot, too, because that's like when his family leaves.
Yeah, they all move out.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. Yeah. Spoilers.
You been up to anything else?
Shenanigans.
Cool.
As far as games, though, no, I've been really focused, because I want to get this out of the way and then move on to Zelda. And I want to get back to Diablo 3 once I'm done with both of those.
Good luck with that.
Yep.
Probably won't happen because I got Sonic coming up in a couple of weeks. Which
shit's that's piling on.
And at that point, you're in November, and there's a game or two out in November.
Really? All I'm getting, yeah, like, all right. I'm going to get Sonic. I'll probably beat that in a day, do the review of it. You could beat Sonic in one sitting.
You can.
And then November will be Watch Dogs. That's all I got.
I guess
my fucking friend just farted on me. What?
So you don't have like all those new console games?
What new console games?
What do you mean? I'm getting Rye.
That's what I don't get. There's that. Okay, there's that.
Dead Rising 3.
Yeah.
There's that for sure.
Killzone, Knack. There's some stuff coming out.
Call of Duty, come on. You got to get on the Call of Duty bandwagon. And I know you love that shit, Jeff.
I thought about getting it this year. I got to be honest, I thought about it because I was like, you know, I haven't played one since first Black Ops, and, you know, they're fun for what they are.
Oh,
I
don't hate them.
I think being in retail maybe hate them a little more than your average person.
Well,
it's like the only thing that anyone seems to care about.
Yeah, you had to deal with the 27 million people that buy it.
Yeah. I probably won't get it, though, at least not right away. I look forward to Mario and Sonic. That's
November, too. Mario's November.
Yeah.
Zelda. New Zelda in November. You have some games in November.
Yeah, a couple.
Watch Dogs.
Yeah, Watch Dogs is probably the... You know, that and Mario are, like, the big ones for me. Like, other than that, it's pretty quiet, you know, fall for me.
Is the new Need for Speed game only on next-gen consoles, or...?
I don't know.
I'm not really interested in that game, though, so...
Yeah, it's not Criterion, right? So...
Yeah. Well, Criterion... Criterion is kind of no more.
Like, really?
They are down to a staff of about 8 people.
What?
They let go most of their staff. And they are not working on anything currently.
And the last I heard, I swear I saw this as like a news report, and like they said that their next game wouldn't be a racing game. That's
probably won't be much of a game at all.
Right. Who knows what the hell it'll be. But they don't have much of a staff anymore.
It's probably before they laid people off and shit. But like, what the fuck? That's crazy. They were an excellent studio, like really good. I know some of you guys, like Chris, you didn't like Most Wanted as much as like their previous stuff, right?
No, I mean, out of their stuff this gen, I really prefer to Burnout Paradise, but Most Wanted was good and. Hot Pursuit was good too. Yeah, Hot Pursuit was great. I mean, Hot Pursuit was kind of what I remember Need for Speed being, like back before the original Most Wanted.
Dude, Hot Pursuit to me was like basically Burnout 4 without crash mode.
Yeah, I mean, with the menu system and everything. Yeah, I could see that.
It's very, you know, yeah, pick a race, go do it, you know. I like it like that. Like, that's the thing with Most Wanted. Like, I liked it, but, and Burnout Paradise was like, I don't need an open world. I don't want that. I just want to race.
Yeah, a lot of times, like, that open world isn't needed. I thought it worked really well in Burnout Paradise, but. that's about it for you?
Yeah.
Fozzie, what have you been up to?
He's been up to the same thing we've been
up
to. Hey,
doggies.
Yeah, we did get together and play something.
What did we play?
We did. Well, for like one mission because Napo and you got... Well, I mean...
No. Don't blame it on me.
Well, you played for like one more mission afterwards, like 10 minutes.
No. I'm just saying, like the well.
Oh, yeah.
If it hadn't taken you like 2 hours to get going,
Tony might not have started shooting everybody in the city.
I'm like, what do we do? I'm bored. I'm just gonna like shoot this random person and see what happens.
Little nuances like that really kind of piss me off about games. Like GTA Online, it was designed so that. After it gave you plenty of time to beat the game, to experience the game, at least put a serious dent into the game. Then they make you play a tutorial teaching you how to drive and shoot as if you've never played the game before. And cannot join friends until you've done these 5 or 6 missions that do take like an hour or so. So I was really excited just to get in there, hop in, and immediately start playing Napo and Chris. But the fucking game would not let me do it until I finish all these stupid-ass little mini-missions about purchasing clothes. Stuff you did in the first hour of Grand Theft Auto V. And it's just, it's really dumb that GTA Online, like they know that they built it so that you can play it a couple weeks after you've already played GTA V. You should be, you know, pretty good at the game, at least, like, with control-wise.
I wonder if some of that, though, is... Right now, it's part of GTA V, but... Is there any doubt that they're going to offer this up as some sort of downloadable thing down the line? Like, I could totally see them releasing this on Xbox Live
regardless,
or PSN for $30
but
later.
Rockstar, I don't blame them, but Rockstar needs to, like, they need to understand their, like, fan base and the people that have been playing the Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
And at the very least, put it in there, but make it optional. Like, just be like, do you want to do the tutorial? Yes or no? There's absolutely no reason why it should be mandatory.
You don't really get anything out of it.
You don't. It, like, you know, you get introduced to Lamar, which is cool and all, but...
I like that whole sequence when you get off the plane.
Yeah.
But after that, like, once you get to that first race, then they should just let you...
But yeah, after you get done with the first race, be done. Like, alright, look, you can go here if you want to continue the tutorial or something. But, I mean, from, you know, once we started playing, I had a lot of fun. You know, it was cool. Like, guys and, like, cops chasing you, then trying to get you in my car, and then, like, I would start driving you places, and, like, I could block the cops for you at times, and, It was a lot of fun, but...
Those cops are insane, by the way.
Yeah.
And again, like, there's little things about GTA Online, like, oh, it didn't work the first few days. It's just...
I think that was a little bit of a creative, I don't know. I think Rockstar went into this whole situation knowing that GTA Online wasn't going to work for a long time. So they separated its release from the release of the single player.
Right.
I think to avoid having their review scores, like, annihilated. Because if you were looking at this game and trying to review it on the basis of single player and multiplayer together, you couldn't give this a 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
although what they would have been doing is... It would have been a review event in a controlled environment where it all worked.
I guess. But anyone who's not in that environment is going to... And there are outlets now like Polygon who take that kind of thing into account.
Right, yeah. Like, they'll go, hey, like... Except the thing is, if the Metacritic score... Metacritic won't change it, so if Polygon were to go 10 out of 10... That's what Metacritic says forever. Polygon can drop it to a 3 all they want or whatever, but what they did with SimCity. But it stayed at that original score.
Interestingly, they did not drop their score for GTA.
I almost wonder if, I mean, we even kind of reviewed it this way, where we reviewed GTA 5 as a, you know, a single player experience, and GTA Online is kind of something else.
Right, it is.
I kind of look at it also, they knew it was going to be broken. They kind of told everybody that before they launched. We're expecting a heavy load and it's probably not going to work right, whatever. I'm just wondering if, like, they staggered it not just for that the review thing, which is kind of nefarious if they did that, but just to because if you were to go get that game, everyone would have been like, hey, let's jump into GTA Online today. But you didn't have that option, so it's like, let's jump into GTA 5, play through that, and then you still have people like Jeff who haven't even tried to play GTA Online because they're trying to work through the single player.
Right.
So you also give your servers that, like, instead of having 14 million people trying to jump on it at once, you still had too many, but maybe not as many as it would have been if they had launched at the same time.
Are you guys saying you don't like the online, though, or just it has issues?
Well,
or?
Well, right now it doesn't work very well.
Still?
It works. There's not a lot in there, though. You can do the jobs, which is races and deathmatch. There are missions to do. We actually completed a mission. When Tony was with us, we ended up failing the mission. Then we went back and realized that we were kind of outclassed for it, so we dropped the difficulty. And we did finish the mission that time.
Oh, you cheated. You cheaters.
Except it doesn't actually make it any easier. You still get the same amount of people. You just get an extra life.
Ooh.
Yeah. And we burnt through all of those lives. So.
Great.
I hope they do a little more. I hope there are heists at some point. I thought I heard that they're going to be adding them in, and because that would be really cool to like go in and, you know, we have a crew of four or whatever, and we go and plan the heist and pull it off.
That would be awesome.
Because the missions are instant, so it's you go into the missions and jobs actually. You go into these like little blue circles, or you can pull it up from your phone, and it takes you out of the actual game world. So Los Santos is kind of like a giant 16-player lobby, and then you can go into these individual missions, but that doesn't have to be people that are in your world at that time, because you can invite other people. Actually, Tony and I did a race, and we ended up being split, where like when the race ended, we went back into the world. I went into one world, and Tony went into another world.
Right, that was annoying.
Yeah, cause it's like if you're paired up with friends, like keep them together. And then it took Fozzie forever to join us, so.
Fuck all that.
I was weeping the whole time too, Fozzie. I was like, "Where's my Fozzie?"
I know, doggy. I know.
I don't know. I'm enjoying it. What I played of it so far. I think I'll play more of it with you guys, but it definitely has issues. You should play it, Joe.
Yes, you should.
I'm gonna check it out, but honestly, I think once I finish story mode GTA, I'll like check it out, and then it'll be Wind Waker for days. Because I got into like, I think I got to like, when I played it last Saturday, I got like past the Forsaken Fortress part of it, and I was like in the first, you know, proper temple.
Right.
So I mean, I love that game. It's gonna be amazing. Can't wait.
But yeah, the site has a we have a crew. I believe it's a public crew. So if you look for Critically Sane on the Rockstar social network, you can join our crew. You play anything else, Fozzie?
Nope. I want to try out Beyond Two Souls demo, but okay. I haven't done that yet.
I'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah. I heard your raving review that you gave me. That was really good.
When you asked, I had not had the time to play it yet. So
oh, okay.
It was just sitting on my desk.
Kind of insulting it.
No. At that point, I had not actually played it. I have played it now. So
yeah.
Tony, you play anything this week besides GTA Online?
No, just GTA. That's been my entire life.
It's been a month of GTA. I'll be happy when some new games come out. Not that GTA is bad.
I want to play something else for a little while. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I played a lot of GTA, including some old GTA. I beat the Lost and the Damned, the one expansion. And I'm working on Gay Tony.
Great. Welcome to 4 years ago.
Wait, why? What are you doing?
Well. There's two reasons why, because I have it on PC, and the PC version will be rendered useless come June of next year. Like, it won't even be playable.
Why is this?
Because it's Games for Windows Live product.
Oh.
So I'm trying to play my games for Windows Live stuff, so that I don't, like, I can at least say, like, I played it and I never have to load it up again. Yeah, so GTA 4 on PC is Games for Windows Live, so it will, when they shut down those Games for Windows Live servers, it is basically becomes a worthless piece of software, unless Rockstar patches it.
I understand all that, but you have GTA 5.
Yes, but it's also easier for me to play GTA during the day on my PC. While the kids are, like, watching TV or my wife's watching TV on the weekends. So I ended up, like, sitting around with my headphones on playing Lost and Damned last weekend while they were using the television for other things.
You need to get a second console for your man cave.
Man cave?
My house isn't that big. I don't have a man cave. Be nice if I did, but you have four kids. You need a giant house to have a man cave.
That's true.
Well, I mean, well, what are you doing when you're playing on a computer? Like, where are you? Like, what's the situation?
I'm in the, like, my PC is actually near my TV. It's just not, like I could kind of watch my television if I wanted to.
Okay. That's
but it's at a bad angle.
Sounds like my old setup when I used to live in two apartments ago. Yeah.
But, like, if they're watching television or something, I can just sit down at my PC, put my headphones on, and play.
It's like off to the side of the TV, like adjacent wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it makes it really easy to just play something there.
You need a second TV. TV thing is
like in the same room, that would just be accessible.
TV set up,
I have a 60-inch television. Like I don't think I could convince my wife to get me another one for the like family living room area.
So that's been my dream since I've been like 20 years old, is to have two TVs in the living room at once.
You have like football on one, game on the other.
Yeah. And not like one TV's the main one, one's like a shitty, tiny little box. No, I want two TVs, two full-on TVs.
When I was in grad school, my roommates and I used to all, we each had a like a decent-sized TV in our room. And on Saturday and Sunday, we would move it so we'd have four TVs in the living room. Which is awesome.
That is pretty cool. What was that, Father?
Nothing.
I played a bunch of episodes from Liberty City over the weekend, and then wrapped up the first one of those. I also played a lot of GTA 5 and GTA Online. I think I have the highest leveled character at this point between the three of us.
Well,
probably in America too. Yeah.
I think I'm like level 8 or so. So,
all my friends is like level like 27 or like 30 or something like that. Yeah,
that's a lot of time to put in the deck.
Yeah, I know. Right?
I'm not even sure it's worth that much time.
Oh, what are you doing? Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know you can go all the way to a level 100. I am not going to reach that at all. There's no way. There's too many other games to play. And
yeah, I don't blame you.
What I do hope, though, is if they do go like, hey, GTA 5 coming to Xbox One, PS4, and PC, that anybody that's played it on 360 or PS3 can transfer their online character over. It probably won't work that way, but it would be really nice if it did.
You can hope.
Yeah, I'm not going to hold my breath on that. But I played Beyond Two Souls.
Beyond!
Yeah, that.
Oh.
The Ellen Page, Willem Dafoe, Quantic Dream adventure
Epic.
Game thing. Made by the guys who did Heavy Rain. Game's weird. Like, really weird. So you start out Ellen Page as a it starts out that whole scene that they, I think they showed at E3 maybe a year ago, where Ellen Page is in the sheriff's office,
right?
And so that there's that whole scene That's the beginning of the game, but you don't play anything. It's like a Metal Gear game for the first, like, 5-10 minutes. You don't do anything. It's a goddamn movie. When you finally do get control of the game, you are playing as, like, I think her name's...
Jason?
Judy or Julie or something. Like, it begins with a J. Who the fuck cares? It doesn't matter. It's not important what Ellen Page's name is. But you play as, like, maybe a 7 or 8 year old Ellen Page, and you do like one of those, you know, the psychic exams where they're like, "Hey, like, what card is the person holding up?" And like, you point to the card. That's where they teach you your skill. She has this spirit attached to her by a tether, and you can take control of the spirit and move into other rooms and look at things and relay that information back to Ellen Page. So you do that. You can kind of fuck with the, like, it's like, oh, start moving stuff in the room. And so I just start, like, destroying everything, and people are yelling and saying stop. And and then it breaks. It's like, once that piece is over, it stops. And then you jump forward to where she is, some sort of CIA operative, and she's infiltrating a party at an embassy, and you're trying to get some information out of a safe, and you have to use like the spirit thing to do that, and then it cuts back to when she's a teenager and she's at a birthday party and she's drinking. You can have her drink beer, and she gets all a little wobbly and drunk, and you can have her smoke pot and she gets even more wobbly and drunk. And then you can have her make out with some dude, and then she gets bullied. And so you can basically make Ellen Page into a drunk slut. And they actually call her a slut at one point. Like, if you if you choose to do the hit on the dude thing. But it's all controlled very much like Heavy Rain, where it's, you know, the button prompts come up and you press it. I don't know. I don't see what the point is right now, because the story is bouncing all over the place. There's no, and I played it for an hour. Like, I can't, outside of the fact that she has powers, I don't see where this is going. And I don't, that's not good. Like, an hour in, I should kind of know what the fuck the point is.
Good point. Guess, Jeff.
I've heard nothing good about that game.
I haven't really either.
I've heard Brian saying that he likes it. That's about
it. Oh no.
Yeah. It's very hipsterish, so you can't trust him because he's a hipster.
Right.
So.
Here's something that I didn't think I would say about this, because I actually thought Heavy Rain was really pretty good looking for when it came out.
Yeah.
This game is not particularly good looking outside of, like, the facial models. Like, the character models look okay, but the animation is very, like, kind of wonky, much like Heavy Rain was. Like kind of like you're controlling some sort of weird marionette. And but the faces look great, but the environments are not really all that. Like, when you look at something like The Last of Us or Uncharted 3, which looked fantastic, and then you, like, look at this and, like, I mean,
you're like, this is an end of the cycle game.
Right. Well, it's an end of the cycle game, and this is from a studio that is known for its, like, impressive visual tech. I'm not, like, blown away by the visuals here. Like, it's a little weird. Like, maybe it's just that the environments that they put the characters in are really dull and not well designed, which, if I remember Heavy Rain correctly, some of the environments there, like the police station, were very kind of bland. The story for Heavy Rain, though, I remember, like, that grabbed me right away. And this is not doing it. Like, I'm really, like, what the fuck is going on here? So, it's not blowing me away right now. I could see why Sony kind of hit it away. Because you know when Sony has faith in one of their games, because reviews are out for that like 2 weeks ahead of time. And reviews for Beyond Two Souls didn't come out until the day it released.
I've never trusted day one like reviews ever. Like, if a game does not have a review, like you said, like a week before, that means that they don't trust that game enough where like they kinda wanna dupe people that can't get their pre-orders out, like canceled. You know?
Right.
So they're like, oh, wait, let's just wait till, because like think about it, like if they released these reviews a week before, there's probably a good amount of people, there would be less, there'd be more reviews canceled than, or more pre-orders canceled than, you know, pre-orders, you know, games, so.
Well, remember Haze? That review was out like a week early, and
yeah.
That developer was actually eliminated. The early review on IGN killed the studio, because so many people were like, oh, I'm not buying that now.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, is that, like, if it comes out day one, then, yeah, anyone that's pre-ordered and might have regrets, you know, fuck them. It's a day one review, so deal with it.
Right. I mean, I was probably going to play it regardless, but, yeah, it's really sketchy. Like, I think Sony knew what they had on their hands and was like, this is not very good. It's going to get middling reviews at best.
Yeah, it just seems like a lot of polarizing reviews. Like some people really like it, some people don't. And I'm afraid that I'm going to be on the side that doesn't. So, like, this game I was really looking forward to. Like, it was seriously an arc as far as for excitement. I wasn't excited for it, then I built up to it. And then towards the release date, like, I started dwindling. Like, it just, and then finally, like, now I'll probably just wait till it's, like, $20, you know?
See, I don't know. I don't think I've ever been that excited for it. Like, I think other studios have done story better than, yeah. You know, since Heavy Rain's come out, you know, and since, what was their first game? Indigo Prophecy.
Yeah. Well, that game was good. Last one.
Right, but you gotta look back, like, that was, I mean, there's a definite improvement from Indigo Prophecy to Heavy Rain.
Yeah, just denying that, I don't think,
yeah.
But.
Yeah. And Heavy Rain was, what, 4 years ago at this point?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, it looked really good, and I actually like Heavy Rain. Like, it was pretty cool. You know, I dug it. But, yeah, I don't know. But I don't think it was a $60 game. And looking back now, I feel like maybe with Heavy Rain, I was like, well, fuck, now it kind of looks more the same. So do I want buyer's remorse and go ahead?
Well, yeah, and to Jeff's point, when Heavy Rain came out, adventure games weren't really, there wasn't a whole lot of them on the market.
I think narrative in games as well, like, just in general, like, we've had games like Red Dead Redemption, L.A. Noire, The Walking Dead. Like, I think The Walking Dead is better than anything Quantic Dream has done, you know, and now...
Oh, God, no.
Oh, boy.
I think... Seriously?
I think, seriously, The Walking Dead is a completely technically flawed game, and at least Quantic Dream's games actually work.
So you mean from a pure storytelling standpoint, though, right, Jeff?
I also mean gameplay. Look at the
controls. See?
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I think Quantic Dream's games are way better than.
You're talking bugs and stuff. Like, look at the
I'm not talking bugs.
No, not just bugs.
I think the controls are way more elegant in Heavy Rain than they are in The Walking Dead.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't agree with that at all. I mean, I think the controls in Heavy Rain are another detriment to that game. Like,
I actually like the way the controls work. That contextual kind of, but like, I mean, there are other problems with Heavy Rain, but I really like the way the game controls. The way the button presses and, you know, how you use certain motions to do certain things. And I felt The Walking Dead was just very stilted in the way that it handled that stuff. This is my take on it, though.
Your take is correct. Jeff's take is incorrect.
We'll see. We'll let the listeners decide. It's hard for me to get excited for the Beyond Two Souls because...
Three Souls, huh? I didn't know that.
Did I say three?
Anyways.
It was hard for me to get excited for it in the first place. Then bad reviews. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's like, I'll pick it up one day when it's cheap as fuck.
When he can stream it on the PS4 over the Gaikai service.
I think that's a problem, and a lot of people might disagree with me, but that's the thing about Sony exclusives, man. Like, they are really a lot of hit or miss, and a lot of people get really excited, like, oh, dude, Sony's doing stuff, Microsoft's not, but at the same time, a lot of these games are kind of shit, too, so, you know, like,
they release a lot of exclusives, and some of them are really great, like Jeff really liked the Sly Cooper earlier this year, the Puppeteer was pretty good, evidently, everyone seemed to love The Last of Us, except me,
Yeah, no, I love The Last of Us. It's just, you know, it's just, for PS4, everyone's like, oh, you know, like, Sony's all about indie games. And I'm like, you motherfuckers, none of you are even going to play a quarter of these games they showed off. So, stop acting, like, so high and mighty, alright? So, I mean, it's just, it does annoy me. And, you know, I don't know. It's just, yeah.
We're going to talk about Sony's love of indie games in a little while, because... It might not be so lovey-dovey.
Yeah, we'll see. You saw... Wait, we haven't done news yet. Yeah, so...
No, we haven't. There's a news story that's rather damning.
But, yeah, so that's Beyond Two Souls. I'm interested to see what Telltale does, because their next game comes out Friday. The day this podcast releases, actually. So.
Reviews are already out there, aren't they?
I
saw some.
Yeah, I think I saw some pop up. I haven't read any. I don't know.
We're talking about the wolf thing, right?
Yeah, the Wolf Among Us, the Fables video game.
Or I hear it's been getting good reviews at least. I don't really know what to make of it.
I'm interested in it. I like the world of Fables. I've read the comic some. It's a fairy tale characters living in like modern day world. So, and with like adult themes, so it could be pretty cool. But I'm interested to see if they have improved the way they handle things any, because 400 days was not an improvement. I think that's it, though. I don't think I played anything else. I have Wind Waker sitting here for me. And I have a bunch of games I want to get to in the next 5 or 6 weeks, but...
Good luck.
Yeah. Like Assassin's Creed 3. I downloaded it. It's ready for me to play.
Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen.
I want it to. I really want to, like... New Vegas, I want to play that. So, are there any games that you guys want to go back and play before the next gen starts?
BioShock Infinite and Dishonored. I want to get both those games in.
I still want to finish up Dishonored. I bought Skyrim Legendary Edition. I'd like to play the DLC for that game. At the very least. Maybe try like a new... Maybe like a thief type character in that game would be fun.
That could be cool. Jeff, any for you? I mean, you're not getting a system right away, but anything you want? Anything you want to return to?
Like game, you sent an email about this the other day. Like games you want to try out before this gen ends. Or,
yeah, it's so like the question of the week I did this week was with the gen coming to an end, what are the games that you'd like to go back and play before jumping? To the new stuff.
Like replay or just like you haven't.
I mean, stuff you haven't gotten to yet.
I was thinking like for me, one that like stuck out was Saints Row 4. I know that's recent, but I want to play it. I want to try that last Hitman game. I know it's been pretty cheap for a while now.
Absolution. Tony liked that quite a bit, right?
Yeah, I did. Very good game.
Those are like the only two that really stick out, because like most games up until recently, if I was interested in them at all, I'd at least get to play them, you know?
Right.
But those are the two where I was just, you know, I think when Hitman came out, it was like November or whatever. It was like every other game that I really wanted to play, I got to play it, you know? Yeah, those are the only ones that like really stuck out to me. Like, I'd like to try both of those.
I Pikmin 3, it's sitting there. I need to play it. But now yeah. I have Zelda, and it's like... I'm looking at the nice gold case for Zelda, because the physical copy of Zelda is beautiful looking.
Except for, like, I don't know, dude, the way they make him look on the cover.
Yeah, he's a little goofy looking, but...
Oh. He's definitely a fairy boy.
Yeah, like the gold, foil is so beautiful. It's like...
Just the way they have him standing with, like, his wrists all, like, limp and...
Useless. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. But, yeah, it's a nice case. Nice cup.
And then there's Pikmin. It's like, I don't know anything about this game. It's like, you throw, like, little bugs around and shit.
I keep forgetting if you ever actually played through Wind Waker. I think you did, right?
I have played Wind Waker before, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Pikmin. I will give it a go.
Pikmin's great, dude. Like, I know once you get into it, you'll dig it a lot, but it's a tough call between those two if you have those both sitting there for you.
Yeah, and then GTA 5 is in my 360, and there's too much shit to play. I need to take off, like, 6 weeks. I wish I could just, like, I'm not coming into work for the next 6 weeks. Just send my paycheck to me. I don't think they would like that, though, so.
Maybe they would. Maybe they'd appreciate it.
Yeah, you never know until you try.
Right. I'll tell my boss that tomorrow. I was told that I should at least try. Never get ahead if you don't try.
Jeff will take full responsibility for whatever consequences befall you.
Of course. You need a place to stay. Yeah, you can sleep in my bed with me.
I can go move out to DeKalb when my wife's like, "You're an idiot. You need to leave now." All right. What do we got? We got some news.
Oh, we got lots of news.
Ew.
We got news on top of news. We got some interesting Sony news. Several different kinds of Sony news. I guess we'll start with the Foxconn manufacturing company, which is the company in China that is actually making the PlayStation 4 consoles. Apparently they're hiring, they're calling them student interns from a local college, and having them work day and night for no pay assembling PS4 consoles.
Doesn't it get a little worse than that, though? Because they've contracted with the school, and if they don't do it, the school will penalize them some sort of like
amount
of credits.
They have to complete an internship to graduate.
Right.
As, you know, you do in many programs. What Foxconn has said after this story broke is that they're making it clear to the students that they're free to stop working at any point and they don't have to fulfill this internship, but they won't get the credit that they need to graduate.
So bad.
Now you know why your PS4 is $400.
Yeah. Free labor.
For zero.
Where's fucking Microsoft manufacturing their shit? There might be bad things going on.
I believe they are also manufacturing their consoles in China.
They don't have like labor.
They might be using children. Who knows?
They could be. I mean, this sounds like I read the article and it sounds like, they are forced. You know, like, you have to do this or you're not going to graduate.
Right,
it's like,
right. They do not have a choice. They are...
I mean, we've heard the rumors about how Apple produces things over there, and you know, they use child labor or whatever. But
apparently, the company with the worst reputation for that is Nintendo.
Really?
Yes, Nintendo has one of the worst reputations in terms of the quality of life for their workers and for the environmental impact of the way they build things. They're like number one. Like you can Google this now if you want, but they're like number one on the list of worst companies for the environment.
I remember hearing that story once, like years ago. There was like a story.
Came from me because.
No, I remember reading their products are like, you know, or like their manufacturing process is bad for the environment and this and that. Right.
I mean, there is a reason that Nintendo is able to produce things so cheaply.
Well, part of that reason is they use old tech a lot of times.
But that's part of the reason.
I'll give them this, though. Like, this
article is a year old, but I think it's pretty funny. Nintendo is worst company on conflict minerals, as in it uses electronics that are linked to war-torn regions like the Democratic Republic of the Congo and other places like that where they get their minerals from.
So they make the blood diamond of video games.
That's fantastic. It's not, but it's...
We've got Rothschild in one corner and Nintendo in the other. This is great.
Right. It's like, I can't wait to see like Leonardo DiCaprio do a movie about Nintendo consoles and
like trying to rescue like a copy of The Legend of Zelda.
Right.
The clutch to some evil cater.
So in this year old article, Canon, Nikon, Sharp, and HTC had really low rankings, while Intel, HP, Motorola, AMD, RIM, Philips, Apple, and Microsoft scored well. So they don't do it. They're not bad with their conflict minerals. Nintendo, on the other hand, there's a movie about them somewhere. None of this really makes me not want to buy their products, though.
I will say this.
I'm a bad person because of that.
Nintendo builds sturdy machines.
They do.
They don't break on you.
That is true.
Those early PS4s.
They're doing.
Those early PS4s might be like rigged with bombs and shit. These motherfuckers gotta be pissed.
Yeah, I'm a little scared now,
like,
right?
It's just gonna break on you.
These are like engineers. These are like smart kids.
Yeah.
Beware.
I'm gonna pick mine up that night, but what I may do, I'm gonna pick mine up at midnight on the day it comes out, but what I might do is wait and hook it up till I get home from work on that Friday and see if there's any reports of people blowing up.
Doomed.
Oh well. What else we got?
All right. Well, sticking with Sony, they gave a presentation to a bunch of indie developers, in which they indicated their content guidelines for self-publishing on the PS4. And one of the slides, which somebody took a picture of, which they weren't supposed to, and then posted on the internet, indicated we don't allow, and put this in the context of GTA 5, sadistic violence, sexually explicit conduct, children in an abusive context, extremely profane or obscene acts, and it goes on, substance abuse, negative racial, gender or religious stereotypes. Like, basically, you can publish your game as long as it meets some sort of fluffy white cloud.
As long as it's not GTA 5, because I think outside of, like, the children in danger, which, I mean, that might actually be in the game, too. Actually, yeah, because, well, he's not really a kid. Yeah, just about every single one of those could be checked off against GTA 5.
Right. So yeah, you can self-publish as long as you meet these, Sony's moral ethics.
I wonder how any of that works though, cause like games like Outlast are coming and, I mean that there's what I would think some people might say is objectionable material that goes against some of this and.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how it's gonna work.
I want to know what their process is, like who is analyzing these games and who determines what gets, like it's not self-publishing at that point. If you have to submit everything you do for review.
Right. Well, how would you determine, like how would you view something like the App Store for Apple? Because Apple reviews all the apps that go
right.
on their service, but they're not technically the publisher, they're just the marketplace. I don't really know the ins and outs of that.
But I mean they do have full control over everything that's out there.
Right. Was there any comments from developers on this?
What I have does not have any comments.
It's like they hear what they have to say on it.
Right.
Because they have really kind of seemingly jumped on board with the PS4. It'd be weird if they would be like, oh, well. Or I wonder if they were told about this beforehand. Weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You think about of some of the titles. What's the one with the kid who's crying on the cover? Like the game that... Shoot. I can't think of the indie game now. It's like a self-generating world that's like unique every time. You play as this kid who's trying to get away from his abusive father or mother.
Oh, Papo and Yo.
Yeah. Like, where does that fit in this?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, that's a very artistic game.
Right. But, you know, Children in Danger. Does that mean that kind of game doesn't get published on the
yeah.
PS4 now?
I wonder if they look at it on a case-by-case basis. Like, instead of being like, hey, you know, like, you can publish anything and everything on our system. Like, this kind of gives them a way of going, yeah, that shit doesn't fly here. Like, some weird porn game or...
Right.
Like, Torture Simulator 2014. And it just gives them a way of going, nah, this doesn't meet our guidelines. Of course, then, like, is there legal standing for somebody to go, but you let this game on, why didn't you let my game on?
Right.
I don't know how any of that works. Anything else?
Well, yes. We have From Russia With Love. So I believe in July, Russia banned Company of Heroes 2 for not being patriotic to the Russian cause. Now Russia has announced a formal policy in which the state of Russia will now begin producing patriotic video games that present a positive image of the country's armed forces and its participation in military conflicts. And begin banning games that, quote, distort history.
So they're making propaganda.
Basically.
And censoring other people's artwork.
Exactly.
That's nice.
Please.
Also, don't make any of those games if you're gay, because if you're gay, you'll be thrown in prison.
Yeah, don't fuck with the commie cause, son. Fuck you up.
Yeah, that they will.
They really will. Oh, Russia.
Russia ain't got time for that bullshit. Everything's good. Everything's okay there.
Alright, one of my favorite stories of this week, Deus Ex Human Revolution Director's Cut is coming out later this month, which is a remake of the game with, like, new boss fights and, like, a bunch of AI upgrades and that kind of thing. The game is $30 on the Xbox 360, the PS3, and on PC. On the Wii U, it's $50.
It'll be best on Wii U, though.
So it's a $20...
No, it'll be most on Wii U.
You're talking about Deus Ex?
Yeah.
Deus Ex, yes.
Yeah, I do want to play that on the Wii U. It looks good. It looks like it should be played on the Wii U, honestly.
I would wait till it drops to $30, though.
Right. Like, why would you play it on that?
That's a Square thing, though, right? Like, they're the ones setting the prices for it.
Square set that price, yes. That was not Nintendo. I think it's a terrible decision on their part. They spent all this money on the Wii U version, and now I think people would move to other consoles if they can. Or not buy it at all.
Yeah, like, I bought that game recently, or sort of recently for PS3, and I played through a lot of it for like $7.
Oh, good.
You know? And right. I would love to see what they could do with it, like with the director's cut, with, you know, fixing the bosses. And I'd love to see that. I don't know if I, $50, love to see that.
Those bosses have literally stopped me from playing the game, though.
I know. It's so, they're so bad. Like, the rest of the game is phenomenal.
Bad. No. That game would be one of my top games of this generation. I really like it.
It's on my list. Like, we're putting together a list, you know, for it's on there, because, like, playing it a second time, I'm like, God, it's so good, except the boss fights, you know?
Honestly, I think it's one of the best stealth games I've ever played. I think, like, Metal Gear Solid should really take a note from how Deus Ex did it, but... Yeah... Saw what Metal Gear's been doing. But still, I mean, it's really good stealth action. But yeah, those boss fights, man. It's good if you're playing, like, run and gun, but that's not the way that my character's set up. So he's at a disadvantage every time. Really dumb. Really dumb. But yeah, that's just my beef. My beef with the game.
You're beefing now.
It's a good beef.
It's a valid beef. I think it's very valid beef. So.
I'm kind of hungry now. I want some beef.
Yes.
Beef is good.
It's what's for dinner.
Dude, oh my goodness. This scotch is delicious. It's so goddamn smoky. It's insane.
Really? I'm drinking scotch.
Like, if you breathe into the glass while you're taking a sip, you will, like, choke for a second. It's that pungent. It's 110 proof.
Wow.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Man, I ain't fucking around, yo.
I'm drinking this scotch. It's called Miller Lite. Really good.
No.
Actually, I could probably use some fucking whiskey. That might help me right now. Pain.
Oh, Hefe.
Probably more than your... Miller Lite Scotch.
Yeah.
It goes down so smooth.
It's because it's water.
That's right.
Water.
So, there, anything else going on?
That was all I had. I'm sure there's plenty of stuff going on, but...
I'm in pain.
I do have one. I don't have it up right now, but I know the basics of it. So Toys R Us listed their Fabulous 15 toys for, I guess, this holiday season or whatever. And they listed the Xbox One on there. Make your you know, determinations on whether Microsoft paid to be listed in that or not. But there was a promo video up on their YouTube channel where it seems that some Sony fans went and were a little angry that the PS4 was not listed on there and started making all sorts of comments. In fact, using racial slurs and other things to the point where Toys R Us actually had to take the video down.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That seems excessive.
Yeah, yeah. So it just kind of shows, like, I mean, this happens on both sides. That fanboys on either side are nasty, disgusting creatures, but it's reached a weird level of, like, stupidity.
I hate everyone now.
Where this shit is happening, like, it's, like, if you want the PS4, that's great, buy the PS4. If you want the Xbox One, that's great, buy that. Like, just leave the other people out of it. Stop being stupid. So.
PC,
some people
forever.
Can't help it.
Yeah, some people can't help it. PC?
Are you ready for Steam to take over everything ever?
No.
I am.
I mean, it would be nice, but until they find a way... Right, because Linux, I don't think, is the way. Like, having me buy a Linux-based box that can stream my Windows games to it just seems excessive to me.
Why?
Why do I want to pay another $500 to stream shit to my...
Well, why don't you just get the cheapest box, then if you stream it right from your computer, then bada-bing, bada-boom.
Well, but what's the purpose of the box? Like, I can plug my PC into my
TV. It's the accessibility. It's the easiness. You know? Like, yeah, I can do that too, but maybe I don't want to do that and have to plug in my PC all the time.
Okay. But I mean, to me, like, one, we don't know what the prices of these Steam boxes are going to be, but I can't see them being less than $500.
Dude, there's going to be like multiple versions. I could see like a $199, like bare bones. Probably play the newest games at like really crappy settings, but yeah, I could see maybe $199
at $200.
Yeah,
mean, that's like a mid tier graphics card.
Okay, but all I'm saying is that the Wii U was $250 and it came with that giant Wii U gamepad. So, for $200, I think you can... Well, what are you saying? Yeah, it's a mid-tier graphics card, but if you don't have the PC as well, then you're kind of SOL.
But I mean, that's what these Steam machines are. They're basically condensed... Like, they're condensed yeah. Linux PCs.
Right, right.
Like, they're still PCs, they're just... on the Linux operating system.
Did you say
Wii U was $250?
Sorry. I meant $350.
$350. Yeah, it's a little pricey for what it is.
Well, $299. So $299, though, for the basic one, right? The bare bones?
When it launched, yeah.
And that, again, that comes with...
But you're also looking at a system that is running on basically 8-year-old hardware. Like, the Wii U isn't...
Alright,
so you say PS4 is running on, like, something that would be comparable to a decent PC rig now. So $400.
All I'm saying is that, you're right, if it's more, maybe they'll come up with a way, like, a box that does pure streaming, you know?
If they could do that, if they could get it to me for, like, $99, like a Roku box that streams.
Yeah, exactly. It'll just stream games, it'll have, like, this usual line of apps as far as Netflix, Hulu Plus, maybe HBO Go. And then you have just the streaming capabilities, and yeah, it's a $99 Apple TV / Roku thing.
Yeah, where it doesn't actually do any of the processing your computer.
Exactly.
If I could do that, I could get behind that.
Yeah, I could get behind that for sure. And then let's see. But the nice thing is that, I mean, PC games are fucking awesome. People are missing out on great games like Farming Simulator and Train Simulator. And
Euro Truck Simulator 2.
Yeah.
Europa Universalist 4.
Yes.
Rome Total War.
Not those, but more the same thing. Not serve delicious. Fucking simulator.
There's still a lot we need to learn about these Steam.
Well, talk about exclusives. You fucking talk about PC. There's nothing but exclusives on there.
Oh yeah, I mean there's a ton of great games. Like,
and I think there's going to be, they're coming in at the right time. The only thing I'm very surprised, I don't know if you guys talked about this, you know, back when the announcement happened, but, like, I'm surprised they haven't announced the price yet to kind of, like, lure people to be like, whoa, maybe I should hold off on one of these next-gen consoles.
Well, I think some of that is...
That kind of scares me, though. Maybe it is going to be, like, $600 for, like, the high-end
They did announce the specs for their test box that's coming out, and what, like, if you look at those specs and I mean, granted, if you go and buy those parts by themselves, you're talking a ton of money. Like, I think did the math on it. It's like the low end models of that are $1,200. Like, you're looking at $1,200 to $1,700 for what Valve is putting together for their test case. But they have talked about having partners that are going to be doing hardware, because Valve isn't actually going to do the hardware themselves.
Right.
So we got to see what those prices are.
And the partners are. They're going to get that shit at wholesale, too, so it's like...
Right, so it's going to be cheaper, and they're going to be able to put it together by, you know, some, like, little Chinese kids or Chinese students or something.
The way I see it is this, is like, they have a $99 one with streaming, as like how we were talking about. They have one that will compete with like Wii U, Xbox 360 graphics. That's like maybe $250-$300, and then they have a higher end one that's going to compete with the PS4 and the Xbox One, and that will be around the $400 to $600 price range.
For them to be successful, they need to hit those price points.
Might have like an ultimate, like for hardcore PC guy, and that won't be like $750, you know. So I mean, yeah, they can have like a bunch of different models, and that's the cool thing I think with the is that they are literally bringing PC gaming to the home, like to your living room, and it's exciting at the very least, and they're bringing new ideas with it. So I'm just excited to see it, you know, come to. See what they bring out with it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to say the least.
Yeah. I don't know how we even got onto this topic. I do apologize, but
it's all your fault, Fozzie. I blame you.
Half-Life 3, exclusive to Steam Machine.
I hope they never fucking release that. There's just way too much hype. I never played Half-Life 2, like, towards the end.
I am kind of done with the Valve can't count 3. Ha ha ha. Like, oh, shut up. I'm pretty sure that Gabe Newell can count the 3.
Did you see what Gabe wrote in Retaliation last week?
No.
Oh, dude, he fucking railed on people. It was pretty hilarious. You should check it out. You should Google, Gabe's letter to fans or Half-Life 3. He addresses it, and he's like, yeah, we could be like old as our developer. Well, you just read it for yourself. It's pretty damn good. All
right. That's it for news. We got any questions?
I have one.
Okay.
In your guys' opinion, who's your favorite female character from a video game? That's from Dexter. I'm going to go Ellie.
Favorite video game character?
Favorite female
video game character. Huh.
I know it's like an easy choice, but like, God, I love that character. Like,
right.
I cared about her a lot, so...
Yeah.
Close second would be, what's her name? Ed. I can't remember.
From what?
Clementine?
Clementine. Yeah.
She'd be like a close second, but I think Ellie was just, I love the way she had like a dirty mouth on her, and like, she was a fully fleshed out character, and, you know, that game was largely about the story, so like, I really, like, she's definitely my favorite video game, like, female character, anyways. Throw this out there too. I like Lara Croft, like the new Lara Croft.
Yeah, she's really good. I like Elena from Uncharted. Miranda from Mass Effect.
Yeah.
I like Liara from Mass Effect.
Yeah, I like her too. She's really good.
I like Jack from Mass Effect.
Not as on board with that one, but to each their own.
Wait, are we talking about girls who want to bang, or...
No.
That's where I was going with this whole thing.
I saw that. Also not on my list for either one, so... she's a little too freaky for me. Fozzie, you got any?
Yeah, I can't think of except like the usual suspects that you guys are talking about.
I mean,
Princess Peach. Peach.
Princess Daisy.
Yeah.
Heiress.
Any like I like you know a very strong like female like that's why I,
Ellie.
Like, yeah, Ellie. Yeah, exactly.
Ah, oh, she's great.
I thought Elizabeth was written pretty well too in Infinite.
She was pretty decent.
Yeah. Yeah, probably Clementine though. I don't know. I like Clementine. More as a, like a fatherly, like, you know, you wanna, it's funny cause you start out like kind of not trying to protect her, I guess, from what's really happening. But towards the end, she's kind of, you know, you just like are fucking just dead on honest with her.
Yeah. She's kind of like an adult almost by the end, yeah, even though she's a kid. You know?
Like, you know, her naiveness or whatever, naivety.
Naivety?
Yeah, sure.
We have one other one in our show feed here. Carpathia asks, are any of you as bored with Beyond Two Souls as I am?
Yes.
We talked about it previously, so... I don't know what the hell's going on.
I was bored hearing about it.
Jeff is as bored
as you
are.
No offense to you, Chris. Just, I don't know.
I don't know how you even understood what I was talking about, because I don't know what I was saying. It really made no sense to me. I think that's it, though. Anything coming out next week?
Pokemon.
Oh yeah, Pokemon.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Pokemon's on Saturday and Skylanders is on Sunday. Yeah. It's children's dream, parents' nightmare.
Are you kids?
Kids can only play Pokemon?
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna try Pokemon. We'll see see how I like it.
I know. I'm scared. I feel like this is the one that could bring me back. Cause man, I love Red and Blue. Love them. And I guess this has like the original starters, like you get them like, I guess, eventually in the game. I don't know when, but if I can raise my Charmander again, oh, that's special. That's just special.
I don't even know what Pokemon. That means.
Yeah, I have no idea. But I heard it, the new one.
Is it Charmander a kind of burger?
Yes. It's a...
Y'all are so damn old. I was 10 when Red came out. Fuck all y'all.
Yeah. I mean, I've played Pokemon before. I played Heart Gold. That's the only one I ever played. I didn't understand... Like, I didn't think it was bad. I just didn't understand the real, like, fanatical appreciation that the series has, being as it's a pretty standard JRPG. It's a grinding JRPG.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. After the first, like, I thought, listen, 151 Pokemon and that's it. Like, that's all you need.
There's like, what, 7 billion?
There's like 600, seriously, Pokemon. Like, why? It's like, it's one of those, like, games that are devoted to people that are, like, completionists, you know? Have to fucking finish, or like, have to get every Pokemon. That doesn't appeal to me. Like, but the 151, like, did, cause, it's just iconic, you know? And it's just a good amount. It's not too many, but, I don't know. It was,
this letter's great.
Yeah.
hey, you know that series your company created that broke the mold of first-person shooters and was hailed as a unique, innovative take on the genre? Pump out more sequels to that. Listen, I get it. You're invested in the story, and we left off on a cliffhanger. A cliffhanger that followed some other cliffhangers that will probably lead to more cliffhangers.
Wait, what game is this?
Half-Life.
It's the link that I posted.
I saw the link.
I don't think it's real. I think it's fake. But like,
that's great. Like, even if it is fake, that's a fantastic line.
It is. So damn true. Fucking Half-Life 3 fanboys. Jesus.
You want Half-Life 3, you got it. We'll put out a new Half-Life every year. They'll be Origin only. They'll have to connect to Facebook to play. They'll have assloads of day one DLC. They'll have goddamn microtransactions. Be great. It probably is fake. That'd be great, though.
Yeah.
Oh, well. That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with who knows what.
Gonna play Rome Total War.
Yeah. I think maybe we'll cool it on the GTA talk.
I'll tell you about how Wind Waker is really cool.
All right.
Like, you know, in case you ever played it in the last 10 years.
It is 10 years old, right? Like,
it's pretty old, yeah. It's it's almost 10 years.
So,
what, 2003, 2004, something like that?
There might be people that haven't played it yet, so.
Dude, that game has not aged a bit. It's fantastic still.
No, it's artistic. It's awesome. It looks good.
What is that?
Yeah.
What does that mean, Fozzy?
It's just the fucking the graphic shit. It's just the art style.
You know, if they hadn't changed the art at all and just re-released it, it would still look good. But like they got so sharp. Whatever they did with it, it's just amazing looking now.
They supposedly improved some things too, where like sailing is a little bit faster and.
Yeah, there is. I mean, I haven't gotten it. I heard though, like at some point in the game, you get a fast sail.
Yeah, there's evidently because like the way the sailing worked originally was, if you lost the wind, you had to blow on the Wind Waker or whatever to get the wind at your back again.
I think that's all still there, but you get a sail.
Yeah, now there's a sail. Well, now there's a sail that you can get that always has the wind at your back. So.
Oh, so you don't have to do that?
Yeah,
you don't have to blow.
And it all makes you go a whole lot faster. Like across the board, sailing is faster now. So
there's another new thing that they added, like that I ran into already, where like you could leave Tingle bottles, like you know that guy Tingle.
Yeah. Creepy child monster.
You can, like leave bottles. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It's very creepy looking. You leave bottles in the ocean. Like little messages, and they're like floating in the ocean, and they show up in other people's games. And like, you could have a picture in there, so like, someone could open a bottle, and you could have like a hint for them for a dungeon or whatever.
Huh.
It's a dick pic.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Yes, fine.
That's all that's gonna be in there.
I'm hoping to like, be out in the ocean at one point. Like see like a shiny spot in the ocean and fucking pull something up from the floor and it's a dick pic. I fucking hope.
Yeah, best part was when it comes up and it's like that do 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 and then it's like dick pic.
I don't know. The first night that I had the Wii U, Miiverse was all dick pics.
Yeah,
like they cleaned that up and shit. I don't know like what they did, but like the first night it was dick pic. Dick Pic Central.
Dick Pic. Yeah.
And there you have your episode title. Dick Pic Central.
Yep. Got it. Dick Pic Waker.
Don't wake the Dick Pic. Come after you.
Beautiful.
Alright, that is it. We will be back next week. Say goodbye, Jeff.
Bye, Jeff.